Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It is Big Mike, man. I'm excited to get this man back on the line. We have an international award-winning actor and comedian. You've seen him in films like the Rush Hour film series, Fifth Element, Silver Linings Playbook, and, you know, they've grossed over $1 billion at the box office. This man's a star, and he is here tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater. We have Chris Tucker. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Big Mike? What's happening?
How you been, man?
Man, I've been good. Everything's going good.
You know, it's been a while since you've been here in Denver, so we're excited to get you back here. You're here tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater.
Man, I'm in Denver tomorrow night, and, man, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a good time.
So I got to start with this, because this just popped up in my news feed yesterday, so I have to find out if this is true or if this is just alternative facts. But I heard that you might be in talks for a fourth installment of the Rush Hour series with Jackie Chan.
Yeah, they're talking about it. It looks like they want to do another one, so we'll see. You know, me and Jackie definitely want to work together again, so we'll see what happens, man, because it'd be fun to do another one if we can.
Well, yeah, I think it's been 10 years since the third one, so I know fans of yours are definitely ready to do that. Obviously, you know, as with Rush Hour, you've been a part of some huge films that have grossed over $1 billion to the box office. And having had so much success on the big screen, what is it about hitting the stage and doing stand-up that keeps bringing you back?
Oh, man, it's everything, man. Stand-up comedy is the reason, you know, it got me to the movies. And I think it's a big reason of the success of the movies, because I had so much, on the road so many years doing stand-up, you know, from Def Jam comedy, touring all those years. And then I did Fridays. I owe a lot of that success to my stand-up, man, because I could, you know, on the stage and in different cities every night, and getting that practice in, and that just helped when I took it to the big screen.
It's going on tomorrow, Paramount Theater. You can get those tickets at comedy1031.com. And this is a big weekend overall. Obviously, it's starting with your show tomorrow night at the Paramount. Then it's wrapping up, man, the championship, Atlanta versus New England. Who you got, man?
Man, I got the Falcons. I'm from Atlanta, man, so I'm rooting for the Falcons, and we're going to the game. I'm taking my son to the game.
Oh, snap.
We'll be right there. So, but Julio, get the stretch. Julio Jones, get a couple of touchdowns, and Matt Ryan, and man, it's going to be fun. So I'm rooting for them Falcons for sure.
And the party's starting right here at Denver tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll start it off. The party going to start in Denver tomorrow night at the Paramount.
And I'll say, as much as I'm jealous about that, I'm also jealous because I saw on Twitter that you had actually an opportunity to attend Obama's farewell speech and see it live. And obviously, you know, the week since then, there's just been so much craziness in politics and in the world. And it seems like laughter is what's important to keep just everybody sane. And it's something that can bring everybody together. What's it like, you know, to wrap up a show and just see, you know, a whole crowd full of smiles and knowing people are leaving, you know, with a smile on their face?
Man, it's a great feeling, man, to be able to, be on stage and just talk about it, you know, things that I've been thinking about and things that's going on in the world, man, and the crowd is right there with you. And, we just, you know, become one, man, and it's just a lot of fun, man, a lot of fun. It's a great feeling, man, great feeling.
Well, we got Chris Tucker. He is here tomorrow night, Paramount Theater. There's only a few tickets left. So if you want to be there before it sells out, go to comedy1031.com, buy those tickets. This man is a star, and he is here Friday night tomorrow. We want to thank you for making time for us here at Comedy 103.1. And next time you're in town, man, we need you to stop by the studios, man. I got to get a picture with you.
Definitely, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Denver. Y'all come on out. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.